Welcome back, Raw Thoughts listeners, to another episode with me, Mackenzie Tiggs. I just want to thank everybody for coming another week and hearing another individual's story. I want to encourage you to go to the website to look at the guests that have came on and reach out to them if you feel connected with them. I also would encourage you to write in a message if there is somebody that has, you've heard their story and you really are drawn to it. I would absolutely love to know. I would love your feedback. And I would love to have you on as a guest. So write in there. That's how you can get in touch with me the quickest and easiest, or Instagram. I today have an individual, Jessica, who has came on, or is coming on, with human design knowledge. Just having a conversation with her before we actually started, I'm super excited to just hear her knowledge and her wealth within our health and wellness, our human design, and how we can kind of integrate that all together. So, Jessica with Design for More, yes. Welcome on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for reaching out. She actually was one that wrote me and was like, hey, I want to come on. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I've been on some other podcasts before, but all virtually. So the thought of like, I can be in person, like mic'd up, like the whole thing. Like, why not? Why not see how it goes?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's your experience so far with it?
It's so fun. I feel like so professional right now. Like, oh, I'm somebody. Like, hi.
You are somebody, and that's the important part.
Yes.
Okay, so tell us out about yourself.
Yeah, that's just a very open-ended question.
It is.
I will start with wherever it goes. So I would say it's so funny because I lean more like professionally. Who am I? So my background is in nutrition and exercise. I have credentials as a registered dietitian, clinical exercise physiologist, went to all sorts of school for that. And I loved it. Like that whole experience alone with college was game changer for my life and my direction and my personality, kind of how I show up. But with that, I've had the opportunity, over 10 years now of being in really like functional medicine space, preventive care, in a lot of different, I mean, we can talk about kind of the different venues I've been a part of and really enjoyed. But now, kind of, I would say post-COVID shifted some things for my work, and human design came in around that time. And it was like, oh my gosh, this was like a missing link to how I was practicing with clients, especially clients who weren't seeing behavior change, who were kind of hitting those roadblocks, that you could tell there was other layers of of those blocks of, triggers and patterning, conditioning, that I just didn't have the tools in the situations I was in to go there. But then when human design came in, I was like, oh, this is it. Okay, I want to blend all this information together and do it my own way. And I was able to then start my own career as my own entrepreneur. And now I've been doing that, I think, almost 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, which I do other things too, but that's kind of with my background in health and wellness, and then utilizing a tool like human design to really help people facilitate change differently. It's so much fun. They're great conversations.
And for the listeners, we have had Anna Lee on and really kind of diving into human design. But for the listeners, I want you to share with them what human design is again.
Yeah. Definitely listen to that episode with Anna Lee because she rocked it. It was so good.
I love her.
So human design, it really shows you your energetic blueprint. So you're going to have your birth information. And from that, you enter it into, you can go a million different places to enter in that information. Just search free human design chart. You'll find one. And then with that energetic blueprint, you get to see like, okay, how is my being, how is my energy meant to interact in the world? How's the world meant to interact with my energy? And for most people, it's like an immediate permission slip. It's like, oh, yes, that's me. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. That's how I'm meant to operate. And there's a lot, I mean, there's a million different places you can go with human design. But even just knowing your energy type, your strategy, your authority, if that was it, like you can change your life.
Yeah.
Like things will become easier. There'll be more opportunities. There'll be more flow. You'll feel in more alignment, more ease and joy, and more clarity as well. Like a lot of people don't quite know what they want or how they want to feel. And using a tool like human design can just open up that conversation and look at things differently, then we're kind of stuck in our day to day.
Yeah. I always tell people, I don't know if this is the best analogy, but it's almost like you're a zodiac sign on steroids.
Yes. So astrology is a big part. It's one of the main components. So absolutely, you could say that.
It's like, I mean, once you start diving into it, it is like, oh, wow, that's why I have done these things. And this is why when I do these certain things, I feel more myself.
Yes, yes. And that's what it is. It's getting back to you, right? Like it's your uniqueness. We all have our own uniqueness, but it's hard to honor that in the day-to-day, in society, comparing. So this is just, I think every client I've had permission has been something that's come up, like, oh my gosh, I can do it that way, or like, yes, that's how it feels, or oh, like, that's an absolute barrier that I've never been able to like even acknowledge or know what to do with. So it's a fascinating tool.
And how do you have that conversation? I mean, we're talking about wellness, we're talking about physicalness, and then now we're talking about, like, I'm gonna say something so far off, and they're what's people's reaction to that?
Yeah. So a lot of people, a lot of people know what to eat, how to move, right? Like, you hear the things and they're not all that wrong. I mean, some, of course, there's a lot of craziness out on the internet, but like, eat real food, move your body, have strong social networking, all those things, like, that's the pillar of kind of any health wellness program. But very few get at that behavior change side of it. And so human design is a really like subjective way to go, oh, I see, this could be a barrier potentially for me. Or like, oh, I'm not using my energy in this way. That's why there's dis-ease. That's why there's dysfunction happening. Like, most people can sense when they get into a room, good vibe, not good vibe. So just use that for yourself. And that's how human design can really interact in that way. It's just getting back to your energy, getting back to the vibration that's like the coziest for you. So it's a tool that a lot of people are going to be like, oh, that's real woo. Like, where's like the blood data? Where's the genetics? Which I love, and I've gone that route. But allowing human design just to try it, it's an experiment. Just see, does this work for you? Does this not work for you? It's a different tool than most people have ever been exposed to.
Right.
So it's fun to integrate it all.
And I feel like, I mean, even just myself, right? I didn't learn about human design until a year ago.
Yeah.
And then being able to integrate that in. And like you said, I mean, it's just another tool. Like, you can't base everything in life, you can't base it on one thing or not. It's like, hey, I'm going to take this little part of something and go from there. And I'm going to take this. And that's where it is helping integrate into our toolbox of like just more resources that we can lean on.
Absolutely. Yeah. I will never be one to be like, human design is the be all end all. Like, no. It's a tool. You get to experiment with things. And like, in different phases of life, you may really relate to certain aspects of your chart versus other areas of your life. So that is its own journey as well. But I'm so thankful I have human design and know my energetics. Oh man, it just makes things way easier in life.
Yeah. Tell us what your energy type is and how that kind of works with the world.
Yeah. So my energy type is as a generator. And if you like want to hear all of them, literally listen to Annalise, because she like goes over them all, and she said it beautifully. But a generator, it's the most common out of the five energy types. And we are like the doers. We are the worker bees. And I mean that in like the best way possible. Like, that's not a bad thing. But we have this defined sacral. We have this life force energy. And so with that, like, we can do the tasks. We have that energy. We have that sustainability to do that. The key for us, though, is it's got to be with things we love, that light us up, that are our passion. If we're saying yes to things just because we can do it, but it's not in our passion, and maybe we're people-pleasing someone to like, yeah, I'll do it, like, that's going to drain a generator's energy really quick. Versus if it's saying yes to things like coming on this podcast, like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be like such a cool experience. Like, yes, I want to do it. Like, my sacral had a hit right away when I saw your Instagram post. It's following those hits because it's very in the moment. It's very just like, what is correct for me? And my sacral is leading that. So that's very generator-based energy.
And you had talked about our world is kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, we live in a generator world. So there's generators. There's also manifesting generators. And manifesting generators also have a defined sacral. And if you put these two together, it's about 70% of the population. So then if you're just a manifester, that's about 8 to 10% of the population. Projectors like you are 20%. And then reflectors are about 1%. So this 70%, this generator world, is this doing? Is this, I have sustainable energy as long as I'm passionate and lit up by it. So the other energy types can be conditioned to operate in that same way because it's likely you're going to see a lot more people with a defined sacral than without.
Yeah. And we had talked about that, you know, before this as well, of having that energy type being the generators and being the go type. Mm-hmm. And then when you have an energy type like me, where I'm like, no, I need more rest.
Yes.
It's not because I'm lazy. It's not because I can't do these things. It's because that is where I bring that energy back to then do a spurt, you know, I'm not the marathon runner. I'm the sprinter. You know, I'm like, can I do a 50 meter? Like, I don't even want the 100. I want a 50 meter and then I'm done. We're good. But that's all part of it. And so, you know, this idea of the world being on a 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
I knew from a very young age, I would never be able to do a 9-to-5 job.
Sure.
And you can go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sure. I was just gonna say for school, that's also it's training us for that 9-to-5. Right. So I'd be curious, for you, if that was always that duration of a day, if that was always a struggle.
Oh, 100%. I hated I'm not a morning person.
Sure.
I am still not a morning person. And so it was difficult. I know looking back, I was a good student, 100%. But I was also somebody that made best friends with all of the teachers and all of the staff.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was my secret way of hey, if I don't do these things, then I have these really good relationships.
Yeah.
And it was all relationship based, even when I was that young.
Right.
And I look back, you know, at high school, and I do, I mean, my senior year, I was maybe at school for 2 hours because I had so much time off in the morning. Mm. I had so much time off in the evening or the year later classes.
Yeah.
And then my classes were filled with what I wanted to do. Art. I had 3 art classes.
Oh, great.
And then a TA class. And then it was English and history were my other, you know, primary classes you had to have.
Right.
And even then, I am still one of my high school English teacher, actually, I referred her a buyer. And she's not a teacher anymore. She's in real estate. And it was that connection I even made in high school, which is wild to think.
I love that.
Wild to think.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we talk about this where, you know, if you aren't that 9-to-5-er, you can feel like you're in the outcast.
That's burnout.
Yeah.
Right? That's just a recipe for disease, for dysfunction, you know, for irregular sleep, increased stress. I mean, that cascade is just going to start all because you're trying to fit a mold that you've been told this is what productive humans do, where it's no, you can do it your way and still meet whatever marks you want to, but it's not going to look like everyone else.
Yeah. And do you see that? I mean, when you integrate the human design, do you see their health and their wellness kind of take a pivot?
Oh, sure. I mean, and it's also confidence, right? It's the whole package. Because once you know the direction you're wanting to go, when it comes time to make decisions, you can tap into your energetics too of okay, how does that work for me? What's going to support me here? And so then you're more confident in how you make decisions. You're more confident in the relationships you're in, the partnerships you're in, the projects you take on, how you're prioritizing family or, you know, out kind of outside of that quote unquote kind of work phase of life. And then through that, you're often going to sleep better. Your stress is going to go down. You're going to be more interested to move your body because you're feeling better in your body and you have more of a purpose. Like all those things just start to cascade. Mm-hmm. And of course, there are going to be some dis-ease, dysfunction that does need a more specific medical program or right. information. Or, you know, if you have celiac disease, yeah, gluten, you're never going to have it. Like, so there are those realities too that I don't want to like not point out.
Right.
But for like general public, like absolutely.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, like you saying that is there is that purpose for the medical side.
Absolutely.
But then there is also this purpose of like the spiritual side.
100%.
And that is where I see the human design as mm-hmm. the spiritual side.
Yes.
Integrating within how we live as humans.
Yes. And that's, I didn't realize I so wanted that as for my impact with interacting with others until I was just kind of hitting this wall of like, man, only like 20% of my clients are really hitting their metrics, are really seeing the changes. Like the other 80, I keep telling them this or doing this, or we may go about it this way or give them this tool, but it's not really moving the needle. And I just wish I would have known their human design back then, because I think it would have been different.
How do you help them with that now?
Yeah, yeah. So the biggest thing is getting clear. It's like, you know, we can put a lot of stories to all the things, all the reasons, all the situations we are. So it's like, let's get like, what's real? What's happening right now? What is that top priority? And how I do that is through looking at their design, through seeing, okay, what centers do they have defined? What centers are undefined or open? Where's kind of conditioning at play here? How are they making decisions? Are they super stressed about that? Okay, well, that's a big one. So it's just kind of prioritizing what they're coming with, but then using the tool like human design to funnel, okay, let's start here. And it automatically lowers, I guess, like expectations for the client, because we funnel it through this tool and they're like, oh, that is me. Versus this, like, I'm coming right at you. You can utilize these energetics that you can relate to and then go, well, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll try it that way. So it's just, that's been the most fascinating. Like, I was not expecting this acceptance right away. And it just seems like it's easier for people to make change with having the lens through human design.
And it's almost saying like, hey, I'm helping you find yourself out.
Yes. Absolutely.
And it's not you sitting here saying like, yes, you are the expert in what you know in this health and wellness, but it's not saying like, I'm better than you, so this is why you should be listening to me.
Yes.
It's right. Like, it's like you're telling them like, hey, actually, I know you better than you, and like use these tools to mm-hmm. make this.
Yes.
Not
yes.
because I'm the expert, because this is how you operate.
Right. And it's like little experiments, and it's very practical. Like, that's a big thing for me that I'm learning more and more. Like, I feel like one of my life purposes is to really bring simplicity and practicality back, because it gets so complex. It's like, oh, there's so much. It's so fast. Like all these inputs. It's like, no. It doesn't have to be that way. So that's also something. Like I start really, really small. But it's just, you know, figuring out what's going to move the needle the most. But then just start there. It doesn't have to be complete overhaul. I mean, some people, it works. That's very, very small amount of people. So that's another aspect. Like, I really want to bring more ease, more joy, more fulfillment back into the people, the clients I work with, back into their lives.
Yeah. Working with all of these people, how do you maintain your enjoyment and your ease and your simplicity in your life?
Yeah. I mean, having the interactions I do, that's part of it, especially having generator type energy. Like, and there's a lot in my chart around community, around the company I keep is like very important to me. So knowing that, like, I really lean into that. And I feel like over the past 2 years, I've really built this whole other network. Man, I love the people that I get to work with on a daily basis, that I have interactions with, and just like, I've never met them in person, a lot of them, but you know, online and everything, that has been so incredible. But I also have a really rooted friend and family circle as well. And so that's where a lot of my joy and my purpose and my fulfillment really come through is when I get to love up on the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so many different ways. What is your favorite way to love up on your family and friends?
I mean, ideally, it's just real time. It's just we're in each other's presence. There's no phones. I mean, ideally, my parents have a lake house back in Washington on a little man-made lake. And it's like my favorite place ever. Like I love when I get to go to the lake. So if I can bring some friends over and we are just paddleboarding on the lake, hanging out, like just connecting, eating good food, like that's a perfect day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just explained how simple that perfect day was.
Yes. 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 I don't need much at all, but those connections, like you can't, that's what we all want, right? We all want to be seen. We all want to be heard. And so to cultivate that network for myself where I can really like be fully expressed and they can too, right? Like it's a very respect, like I got your back, you got mine. Like there's, I don't have people in my life where it's like, oh, I feel like I gotta give them a call or, oh, they just, you know, complained for an hour. Like I have filtered that out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it brings, again, there's not a lot of baggage, right? Like it's a very clear, my day-to-day interactions, like I don't want to say I know what to expect, but like I really respect the people I get to interact with, and that just brings out my joy. It brings out my purpose. I want to give my sacral energy to those people and like, okay, let's do it. Like I got your back. Like, yeah, let's make that thing. Like I can help you. I love that.
And I love people like you. Because I'm like, I have this great idea, but I need you to be the doer of it. Like,
and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's hard because we do have such a societal input on what our lives should look like.
Oh, yes.
And I think for people listening, like if you stop that expectation mm-hmm. of what it's supposed to look like, you're already winning.
Oh, yeah. Because that's awareness change, right? Like then you get to start to choose, that feels kind of different. Why does that? Oh, I actually don't want to do that. Or like, I don't want to continue to be involved in this. Then you get to choose, well, what am I going to do about that? And I think that human design also brings a lot of awareness mm-hmm. in that way too, which I think is really helpful.
That's what I was going to note on is that it mm-hmm. is such a self-awareness.
Oh, yes.
It is something that you have to be willing and knowing. Like you are going to turn inward on yourself.
Yes.
And you are going to have to learn those boundaries mm-hmm. of, like you said, mm-hmm. saying like, hey, I'm actually not going to do this because it doesn't align with my energy and it doesn't. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be one of the first people that probably say that. And the other person's going to be like, you, like, what are you smoking? What right. land are you in? And like, okay, you're cuckoo. Like,
sure.
You're in left field.
Yes.
All of the things, right? But mm-hmm. when you know yourself so much,
mm-hmm.
you're going to stand with that decision and say, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want that for my life. Yep. And I don't have to have that for my life.
Yes.
And it is that change, that mm-hmm. self-awareness that turns into change, that turns into a habit change, right?
Right.
And all of these things are like coming together
absolutely.
In such a positive way.
Yeah. And like with a lot of people, like part of the time we'll just talk about like the practical, like, well, how do you respond to your boss who says this or like, or if they're wanting to like start a conversation, maybe a tougher conversation with a loved one. Okay, well, let's talk, like, how would that feel for you? Let's talk that out. And that's a part of it too, because we can lean into your design to go, okay, where's going to that authenticity, where's that going to come from? And then also, where could conditioning, those patterns, those triggers pop up? Okay, how's that going to feel? Let's kind of like get you prepared for that. So there's, it's also that side of it too that I think can be really practical and useful for people is you can use it and go, okay, I know this thing's coming. How can I support myself knowing what's ahead?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's all, I mean, I think the world needs more self-awareness and like this is a tool to help you.
Yes.
Like if you don't know how to learn about yourself, Like if you're going through something, you know, and this or for all of the listeners, like if you are going through something or people are trying to point something out to you, like, and they're like, you got to figure this out yourself and you just don't know how to, like, this is a tool to help guide you through learning about yourself.
Yes.
Like, it's not like you're just sitting in a room by yourself and you're like, and who am I? Like, who's Mackenzie? No, this is like, this is a blueprint, right?
It
of
is,
like,
yes.
This is helping me reflect, and I don't have to come to the table with all of the answers.
Absolutely. And if you are someone who you're like, man, I have no support, this can be a nice way. And I wouldn't be surprised if through the process, it was like, hey, let's evaluate, like, who is in your life? What is that environment? Like, is that aligned and appropriate for you? But yeah, it's just, it's a great tool. And if you look at it and you're like, meh, not for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Not for you. That's fine.
That's totally fine. Yeah. And you probably have some other way to be able to learn that, you know? And that's the, I think that's the glory of it, of like, it's not the end all be all, like you said.
No.
There, it can't be.
No. It is. Yeah.
That's not reality.
Right. We're human beings. Like, that's just not, that's not how it works.
It's not how it works. And it's just another resource for you. Just like therapy is, just like counseling is, just like all of these things.
Yep.
But what it comes down to is like, but who are you?
Yes.
And the self-awareness. And those, I think, are like my biggest, like, if people listening can take that away, it's the self-awareness that it helps you with.
Absolutely. Yeah, I completely agree with that.
Good. Yeah. Tell us a little bit else about what you do.
Yeah. So that's like right now, like half my time is very human design land and world, and I love it. But then, like I'm saying, with this generator energy I have and this like task doer, like let me help, let me support, another half of my time I actually work with a consulting firm, like a marketing agency, and we help clients do launches, business strategy, business growth, social media, like all that aspect of business. And I love it. I love it so much. It's so like, we have a launch coming up for a client this next week. And so like, I'm in it. I'm like, okay, checkout process. Are we good? Like, what's happening here? What else needs to be done? Is this linked here? Are these automations done? It's like, I'm very detail oriented. So I also really love that side. And it's really cool, because who I work with is also into human design. So we like touch base. Okay, how are we doing? How's this going? Is this sustainable? Is this working for you? Like, as a team, we like huddle up and we're like, how's our energy? So it's so fun, because I still get to use human design that aspect too.
And it's cool that that's what you're surrounded by.
Yes.
Is other people that are also self-aware.
Oh, it's the best. It's the best. Especially in a work capacity.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a lot of like, okay, quick pace, things are going, like we got deadlines happening. But yeah, it's just a really nice exchange. And I also feel with who I work with, like I don't need to hold anything back, and they don't either. And we have very respectful conversations. So that is that self-awareness piece. Like, I don't have like question, or it's not in the back of my mind like, oh, is this okay? Where is this going? Like, I just really love it. And I want that to grow even more. And then selfishly, I want to like have a human design offer for like all the business entrepreneurs we work with to help them for their personal growth. So we'll see how that pans out. But that's my ultimate vision.
Well, and I think it aligns with who you are and what you're doing.
Totally.
Is like, you are helping them, and I'm sure they see like how much success came from it. And you're like, hey, actually a lot of the success came from, because we're able to work together as teams. And there is, you know, so much leadership within that aspect. And how do we bring that together to work with each other and not against each other?
Oh, absolutely. And like our working styles, like we have a projector in our group, and it's like, hey, like, is it good? Like, there's a lot of deadlines right now. Like, I could do this, I could do that. I would love your guidance here. So like, it's just that too, just like knowing we all want to work our best. So like, what does that look like for all of us?
That's amazing. Shout out to the projector.
Yes, I know. It is like, and the insight and wisdom and guidance when you allow and you're aware of that, like, I love receiving projector wisdom. Like, I have a lot of projectors in my life, and they're just like, well, do you want me to share? And I'm like, yes, tell me all the things. So I love it. I love the relationship, like generator projectors. I mean, every energy type, it's lovely. But there's something really special because I feel like as projectors, you can really see, you can see my struggle before I can see my struggle or before I'm aware of my struggle. And so just those little things, I'm like, oh, thank you. Like that's so supportive, but you have to be receptive to receive it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm learning. I am that projector and it is a tool that I am having to learn myself of like when not to project yourself.
Exactly. Right.
Like,
and you'll get projected on.
Yeah.
Too, right. Like you can take in energy really easily so people can like project all over you. But then there can also be projections out
yeah.
as well.
Yeah. And I think especially with like the wisdom and the guidance and like, you know, to anybody out there, like it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter. All of those variables do not matter. It's those life experiences that you're able to gather. And like, you know, especially for me, like I don't have to have lived or done the things.
Oh, sure.
Like even, you know, like you're my almost 60th guest I've had on.
So exciting.
Like
yeah.
How amazing it is to have such deep conversations with 60 people and like
wow.
Hopefully it'll keep
yeah.
going for hundreds,
yeah, yeah.
right? But like being able to just connect so quickly
yes.
to them.
Yes.
And then being able to see and it is that taking the broader, you know, viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like let's step back a little bit further
yep.
and like let's evaluate the whole situation and
yeah.
not just this one thing.
Yes. Yes, yes.
But it's also hard to be like, hey, you're doing that wrong.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to happen all the time. I mean, even just like walking down the street, you may see somebody carrying something some way and you're like, why are you doing it that way?
Yeah.
So, yes, that's the biggest thing for projectors. If you're sorry, if you feel any like bitterness or resentment,
mm-hmm.
that's like kind of emotional signal, like something's off. And it's not to say that you need to hold it in as well. Like if you do see efficiencies and
mm-hmm.
changes to a system, I always recommend like journal it out, sketch it out, talk to it with maybe like a colleague, you know, and just have that exchange. But make sure it is getting processed and you're not holding on to it so that bitterness and resentment isn't just like, you know, waiting for its opportunity.
Yeah. Bitterness was actually when I saw that on my human chart.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's that feeling I've had all the time. Like,
yeah.
oh, that's now the word I get to place on this feeling when I do these things.
Perfect. Yep.
And it's so true because now and it's almost like with human design, things pop up before you actually can recognize them.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Like when I feel now bitter, like you said,
yeah.
it is that red flag of like,
mm-hmm.
hey, it's time to slow down a little bit. Let's evaluate what's causing this.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. And it could be, oh, it's like a past patterning, past triggers. It could be with certain people. It could be in certain environments. It could be a brand new item that, you know, pops up. But yeah, it can have a lot of different flavors.
That is for sure.
Yes.
That I have a lot of different flavors too. I'm the chameleon. And it can be, you know, like you said, it's that self-awareness. And
mm-hmm.
that's just
yeah.
these podcasts too. You know, having
sure.
you on and being able to talk about these things is hopefully opening up for somebody else.
Mm, I would love that.
That can then just, you know, hear and be like, okay, I'll try it.
Yeah. Yeah. Can be a useful tool.
And just opening up for that.
Yeah.
How else do you see this, like, with your teaching? What else do you try, like, being on this podcast? What else do you
yeah.
want people to know about you?
Oh, I think the biggest thing is, like, it can be easier. Like, so many people I work with, and just, you know, society, just the inputs, it's like, man, we are all grinding. Like, it is just, like, I think back when I was a kid, I have two older siblings and my mom stayed at home and my dad was the primary breadwinner. And like we all did sports. Like my mom actually sent us a photo. It was like back in the 80s, like 89 or something like that, of a month calendar, like little calendar you write
mm-hmm.
on. And like it was full. It, like every day we all had things. But then I think back at that time and it's like, But it wasn't so hectic. It wasn't so just inundated 24/7. And I like love that about life. Like, we can still do things and be in our passions, but it doesn't have to be like so much, like always striving. What's the next thing? Like, finding that purpose and that impact within yourself and just getting more and more clear on that, like the ease of opportunities and those relationships, just, it's incredible how it just starts to cascade. And like, I want that for more people. I want more people to feel aligned in that way. And even like in their parenting, right? Like, I love talking to parents about their kids' charts. It is so much fun. And also there's a lot of like ding, ding, ding in the parent's mind. Like, oh, that's why. Oh, and I'm not that energy. So, okay, that would make a lot of sense. Like, it's those things. It's like so, it's so much fun. But at the end of the day, I love it because that family unit is more connected. Mm-hmm. There's more ease. There's more enjoyment. And like, we're here to enjoy life, right? Like, that is what I want to help people get back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think 100%, like, we all want to enjoy life. Mm-hmm. And I think when we are like, everybody's just keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, right.
Like, in every aspect of their life, or, you know, this. And like, everybody also has, every single person has a different idea of what,
yes,
I'm going to say, the Joneses,
right,
is.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'm like, I actually don't want that,
I know,
for somebody else. And sure. I'm like, that's not what I strive for. But I know that I'm really trying to go after this aspect right now.
Yes.
And so I think societal, it's like, slow down.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
You know, even posting on Instagram or posting, mm-hmm, like, mm-hmm, people are like, oh, if you're not doing that this time or this day or this, I'm like, I don't give a fuck when, right, I post.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people are like, wait, you mean like you don't have anything that you follow? I'm like, no, I don't.
Wonderful.
I post when I feel comfortable. And that may be a lot because I know that's part of my work and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I don't have this, you know, like, because I read it on this thing, I've got to do it this, 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 and this, because, yes, that's the way that it's going to be. It's like, no, make it work for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, nobody, it's that permission.
Nobody honestly cares.
No, no. That's another aspect of it, right? Like, that self-awareness, that is what matters, because, yeah, no, it's, we all care about what's happening in our world way more. So, yeah, if we can be more aware of ourselves, I think that just brings that alignment at a much faster rate.
Yeah.
And not to say things aren't going to happen in life. I don't want to be like Pollyanna over here. I know I can default to that. But then you have those tools, right, for when those hardships come or a challenging circumstance comes, versus if you didn't, like, your life's going to be going in a different direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
With all of this.
Yeah.
How can people reach out to you? How can, sure, people get this guidance and this,
yeah,
you know, integration with it?
Sure. There's a few different platforms at the moment. But if you're on Instagram, you can certainly find me at I Am Designed For More. Like, literally DM me. Like, just reach out. Like, I would love that. So I'm always in there. But I also launched a podcast maybe 2 months ago at this point with one of my dear friends. We're both human design nerds. And it's called While You Wait Podcast. And that's very, it's like kind of like this, like, it's very conversational, but like, we get into more specifics with human design. So it's kind of like coffee shop chat with your girlfriends, but like in the woo. So that's been really fun. So if you're wanting to like kind of know more about human design, but you're not wanting to like pay for a course or do specific one-on-one, people have really been enjoying that platform. But then you can also go to my website, iamdesignformore.com, and I have a few different offerings there for one-on-one, or like, I even do a PDF with audio recording. That's how I started actually with my own human design, is I'm like, I don't want to do coaching yet. Like, mm-hmm, what is this thing? So I just got a personalized PDF. So I create that. Once you give me all your birth information, and then I do like a 20-minute audio recording of like, here's my take on your energy.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's super awesome to,
yeah,
know.
Yeah. It's a really fun way to start.
Yeah. And I encourage people to, like, if you look into human design and you see your chart and you're like, oh my God,
it's a lot.
it is so much.
Yeah, it is.
I encourage you to reach out to Jessica and get that read, because it's not going to make sense to you. It's not going to be, you're going to be like, these lines and colors and like, I have no idea. This is geometry. Like, what are they talking about?
Yes.
I encourage you to reach out to them, because Anna Lee, like I said, Anna Lee did mine in person, and like, it would be amazing to have it on audio, because there's so many things you're learning and what they mean and how they interact with you. So I'd love for the guests to reach out to you and do that.
Yes, absolutely. And it is, that's the one bummer with human design, is when you look at your chart, you're like, what? And then even if you have some terms with it, you're still like, huh, what? I don't know what that means. So that's really the only bummer, is like, if you do want to get to know it, you need some other connector point to really understand.
Yeah. And anybody listening to, there's a couple for the projectors. There's actually a couple Instagram pages that I follow that not only do projectors, but kind of all of the energy types and profiles. And it's interesting. Even if I read mine, I always try to read other people's too, because I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I don't know exactly who fits that energy type, but if I come to that roadblock, maybe I could do it some different way.
Absolutely. You know? Yes.
Well, I appreciate your time with us. And I mean, it's just the knowledge and just your own energy coming on and being able to reach out to me, like, that is so heartwarming and validating for me as well, of like,
good,
this is what I am supposed to be doing.
this was easy. This was great. Yeah.
Perfect. I love that. And then easy and simplicity, like, if our world can get back to that, like, I think our enjoyment.
Yes.
Like, when it takes so much, it's like almost like our tolerance to enjoyment is like, we've got to keep going.
Yes.
And it's like, no, when we actually step back and take a little bit of a break, like, it doesn't take so much to make us enjoy the little things.
I love that. I feel like that's like social media post right there.
I'll have my social media people that I just hired. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Everybody, I made my first like huge investment into the podcast. Not only doing the podcast as investment, but I have a company out of Florida that is doing all my reels and shorts and YouTube shorts and all of these things. And they're phenomenal. And I've got to see some of them. It's going to be now next step, just putting them out there.
Ooh, so they're not even out yet.
I've seen a couple. Okay. I've seen quite a few of them, actually, but it'll be like me, you know, figuring out when to post them and that sort of thing. But phenomenal people.
That's so exciting.
Yep. And that's what they, you know, one of my things that I needed to offload and leverage. And I know that this is how you have to grow the podcast.
Sure.
So if anybody has a podcast or needs that information, I encourage you to reach out to me, because they have been nothing but amazing people to work with. Jenny from the UK, I'm going to give you a shout out, because you actually listen to the full podcast. So there's a little shout out to my UK people now. Wonderful. Which is like insane to think.
Yes,
right?
Yes, that's so cool. Cool.
Yeah. So, well, with further ado, I don't want to talk more about me, Jenny or Jessica. It has been amazing having you on.
Oh,
I know
you.
From here on, I mean, there's a true connection, friendship too. So,
yes.
Listeners, I will have all of her information in the show notes. So I encourage you to reach out to her, really look into that. I want to kind of push you as individuals to reaching out to her and seeing what your human design is. If you do that and you message me, I would just, like, that is what honestly fulfills me. I would love to know what your human design energy type is, the frequent people that listen to this. So you can do that, like I said, by my website, by my Instagram, all of the things, all the places. You know how to find me. You'll get to it. So have a wonderful day. Go enjoy life, because that is what we're here to do.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Jessica. Bye, guys. Thank you again for listening to another episode of Raw Thoughts Podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could follow, like, subscribe, and share with anybody that you think would be interested in this. You can also head over to my website at rawthoughtspodcast.com and see any other guests that have been on the episodes. You could also go over to Instagram and follow at rawthoughts.podcast. I would really appreciate it, and always send me a message if you're interested in being a guest or anything about it.